We're in the middle of Reish Nun Gimel Beis. It's Thursday night. We gotta finish Reish Nun Gimel Beis. Now we're not gonna be finished totally with Chazak because we still have Gimel Daled, but we're basically gonna be finished. So yesterday we spoke out the five conditions of returning something to the fire. Okay, one is it has to be fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, there's a bishul problem. Two is a fire must be covered. A blech we assume is okay. A plata we hold is okay. Then the food must still be warm. There's a machlokas why, but the Mishabura does see, he says two different things, two different places. Either because there's bishul achar bishul by liquids, but that would only be relevant to liquids, not solids. But then he also applies it to solids later on in the sif. And that's because if it's still hot, then it can be a continuation of the previous, what they call shahiyah. But if it cools down and now you want to put it back, so it's not called putting it back, it's considered a nesina lechatchila. Then we had condition 4 and 5, which were more controversial and debated and discussed, and that is daito lahachzir. He has intentions when he takes it off to put it back. And a machokas between the mechaber and the ramah, either it's he can't, according to the mechaber, he can't put it on the ground. As long as he didn't put it on the ground, it's okay. And the ramah requires not just he didn't put it on the ground, but it's mamish in his hand. It's odin biyadin. Now there is a big discussion. What if he puts it on the ground, but he's holding it in his hand? Meaning, I hold on to it. I rest it on the let's say the ground. Now he won't put anything on the ground, which will. See in a minute, it's a big discussion. I put it on the floor, but I'm holding on to it the whole time. I'm holding on, but I'm not, you know, a chulin pot can be quite heavy, so I rest it, let's say, on the floor, but I'm holding on to it. So there's a Yerushalmi that discusses this. There's some Shita, I forgot who it was, who wanted to say that that's not good enough. Ramosha says, sure, it is good enough. He has a diuk that it says you can't be lohoshivo on the ground. Lohoshivo is like you put it there and you let go. It could say laha'amido, you stood it there, which would be more like holding on to it. It doesn't say that. Hey, whatever. Anyway, we get to that, to machlokas. Fine. So we did these five conditions. Oh, we just have to talk about that. Maybe we'll say that for next week. Okay. Okay, there was a lot of Dirshu notes here to apply this nowadays. Now, in terms of Daito Lahachzira and putting it on the ground, in Orchel Shabbos he has a Chakira. Is it that I need positive Kavana to return it? Or as long as I don't have Kavana to not return it? That means, do I need to say I'm going to return it? If I say I'm going to return it, that's good. If I put it on the floor and say I'm not putting it back on because this is tonight's food, what if it's something in between those two scenarios? Meaning, let's say the pot fell off the blech, which is not so common. What's more common is the electricity went out or the fire went out from underneath the blech. So I didn't have kavana, it shouldn't be on there. My kavana is it should be on there. But I didn't have active kavana to put it back. I didn't even know it was coming off. They talk about, okay, punk came out, hafsekah chashmal, whatever. So Roshom Zalman's Mekel in those cases. He says that here it's an active, I'm taking it off with kavana not to put it back. And as long as I didn't do that, and here I didn't do that, no kavana at all, that's going to be okay. Rabbi Yashiv disagrees. Now, there's also a difference. It's smoother, as we'll see now, if it happens on Shabbos than if it happens before Shabbos. Sometimes before Shabbos, you put everything on the blech, let's say, the plata, and you forget to plug it in. So everything was taken off, hold on, before Shabbos. And now you realize it, so obviously you can't plug in your plata on Shabbos, but now you want to take it to the neighbor. Can you take it to the neighbor?
What if it's more of a Yatzal Adesbo?
Okay, so we don't require Yatzal Adesbo. Yatzal Adesbo is not relevant for Ashkenazi at all. What's relevant is it still is the food still warm? Okay, so let's see now. There's a famous Ran that the Ramo is going to bring down, brings down a big kula, which the chatchila we do not rely on, but in these kinds of cases we will rely on it. And okay, let's see. Wait, well, we're in the middle first. I got distracted. Okay, there's just a lot of dirshu stuff here, which is kedai to do. So let's see. Okay. Let's say you accidentally, you took off Friday night. This is not so uncommon. You thought you were taking off the chicken soup, and instead it was the cholent. You had no intention of putting it back on because you thought it was the chicken soup. You put it down. What's the halacha of it?
You let go?
Yeah, you let go. Yeah, right. So Roshoma Zalman says that's okay. Okay, we didn't see the Ran yet. The Ran says that these two conditions of you have to have kavanah and you can't put it down is only when you took it off before Shabbos. But if you took it off and then you want to return it on Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos, you can put it back on Shabbos even if you put it down and even if you had no kavanah. Lechatchila, we don't pass it like that Ran. But b'di'evah, when a person's stuck, then they throw in the Ran. Now, again, Da'itul Hachzir anyway is not so hard and fast. The Rambam doesn't bring down, the Mechaber doesn't bring down, it's a Rambam. The putting it down, so we'll get there now. What do you mean putting it down? Putting it on the floor? What if I put it on the counter? You know, the Gemara talks about, you put it on a chair. We don't put things on chairs nowadays. I don't think they put it on chairs in those days either. But they did put things on the floor. Okay, here he says, let's say the fire goes out from underneath the blech. So Rav Moshe says, that's okay. And so says Shlomo Zalman. The electricity goes out on the plata, assuming they fix it better. I don't know how you possibly know that. Okay, I don't know. Whatever. So, then also that would be okay. Now, if the food's already cooled down entirely, so then it becomes a whole, it's a whole different problem. Here we're dealing more with putting it down and not die to lahasu, assuming the food's still hot. Right, sometimes also happens, you take everything off the stove top, everything's heating up, you put it on the side, you put on the plata, and then you could forget to put the pots back on the plata. These scenarios happen. If he forgot to put things on, Rosh Hashanah says, that's me. Even though it happened before Shabbos, whatever, his kavanah was that it should continue to be on the fire, on the plata, on the blech, he forgot. Shomazam is mekel in all these scenarios. Okay, that's huge deer shoot, footnote 65. Okay, let's do 66 and 67. Okay, so this is a big discussion. What is the status of our shayish? The marble countertops, or in America, a counter.
There's three kinds of shayish.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right, it doesn't matter.
It's
Lona. It's a Lona. The question is, does this have a din of the floor, or does this have a din of a chair? If it has a din of a floor, we basically assume you can't put it back on, as a general rule. Okay? Excited with the exceptions, right? We'll see the Ron in a minute. Hold on.
The material makes a difference.
No, it doesn't make a difference. It's not a din of the material, of the floor. The assumption is floor is floor. You put it on the floor. I mean, I tell you, I'm not entitled to an opinion, but just in everything other way, the way I see it, you put it on the floor means it's not going back up on the fire. You're done with it. You put it on the floor. So, I mean, most pots that go from the stove to the shayish do not go back on the stove, do they? I don't think they do. They don't come out of the stove. They don't. If it's on the stovetop, you pick inside, you look around, you don't take it off. It stays there. And if it's in the oven, you pull out the, I don't know, the way my oven works, you pull out the rack, the grate, whatever it's called. You look, you poke, you put in whatever, I don't really know what I'm doing there. You know, once you take it out and put it on the shayish, as I think 80% of the time, 90% of the time, it's done. It ain't going back in. Sometimes it's not ready. You made a mistake. But 90% of the time.
Shouldn't that be based on the fact that the shayish is like the equivalent of the floor? I mean, like, who puts things on the floor nowadays?
What?
Who puts things on the floor nowadays?
Exactly. Nowadays, no one puts the things on the floor. So that's the question. Does the shayish have a din of floor? Or does the shayish not have a din of the floor? So here they bring down from heavy hitters, from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv, that nowadays the shayish has a din of a chair. It's not the floor. Piskei Teshuvos, he screams and yells that shayish is the floor. So just misvara, it just sounds to me like the shayish should be like the floor. You don't put in the shayish bag. I'm sure in the olden days when you put it on the floor, if you saw it wasn't ready, you'd also put it back in the oven. That's what they basically say. Yeah, the point is it on its way back into the oven or it's out of the oven? Most things nowadays, you take it out of the oven, it's out of the oven. I don't know. They beat down from both Rishon Zalman and Rav Yashiv Lakula. Yeah, he brings. They bring. The sheet is on both sides. Rav Nissen Karelitz is also Maker. Rav Osner is Machmer. Or Letzion is Machmer. Okay, right. You have Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have Rav Yashiv. You're good. Now, for sure. Now, Ashkenazim, even if you're putting it on a chair, it's not so pushy to put it back. Ashkenazim, you have to be old to be other. So now, to put it on the Shayish, which is a big machlokas of poskim, okay, but many are meiko, and you're holding on to it, but you're not holding it, suspending it in midair, you're resting it on the Shayish, so that should be fine. That should be fine. Is everyone going to agree with that? Probably not, but that's fine. Now, if you want to fulfill even the machmirim, so they talk about not putting it totally on the shayish, have it a little bit off the shayish while you're holding on to it, but then don't let go, it might fall. Or put down a towel, or put down something to as a hecker, that it's different than all the other pots that come off the stove and end up on the shayish and never go back in.
And then you can let go?
You still shouldn't let go. The chatchila, you still shouldn't let go. Maybe Sfardim can let go. Ashkenazim still should not let go. Right. You're not supposed to let go. But if you let go, it'll be okay. If your kavanah is to put it back in. Teenagers should not be playing with shonet if they don't know what they're doing. Right. Okay. Opening a pot is no problem. The question is, you can close a pot. Opening a pot is what? There's no problem to open a pot. The question is, if you're allowed to close the pot. If the food's not fully cooked, you can't close the pot because you're being makara and bishulei. If the food is fully cooked, there's a shvisas Shabbos who wants to say that you can't close the pot because it's like it's the same effect as stirring the pot, and magus is also. But many poskim are makos. I think that you can the covering. No, not the covering the pot. There's a sheet that covering a pot has the same din as stirring it, and you can't cover it while it's on the fire. So take it off, pick it up, cover it, and then put it back. But the both gonna make it on a pot.
Just what
it's on
the plata. So what
are you doing by stirring? It's on a plata. All right. So okay. Lemaisa, the poskim say the plata, even though it's gara for katum, it's on an eish that's gara for katum, right, according to the standard poskim. Right. Okay. So there's an isra megis which we touched on, but it really in shini yuches that you can't stir it when it's on the fire. The kobo holds an isra daraisa. Nobody understands why it would be an isra daraisa to stir a fully cooked pot of food while it's on fire. Now there are those who say even you can't stir it even if it's off the fire. The Rama says you can't even scoop it out, you have to flip the pot upside down. Lamai said we're not knowing like that.
But it's not even, besides the fact that it's
garfu katum,
it's also not a fire.
They say it is a fire.
Oh, yeah?
It's a
garfu katum
fire.
Who said that? That's what it is.
Archo Shabbos says I'm a furish, that you can't stir it while it's on a pata.
But it's understood that this is that there isn't any kula about the fact regarding the fact that there's no actual flame. That's not a kula.
Okay, we sort of discussed this. I thought it was okay. I was in a hotel once, probably a darchei bina shabbaton. And in hotels, they keep the food warm, and everyone scoops out their own food while it's in this thing that's warming the food on Shabbos. And I just learned this stuff, and I went over. Okay, this is a very long time ago, at least 15 years ago. And what I think happened is, I think I went over to the mashgiach. I think it might have been 18 years ago. And I think I went over to the mashgiach, and I said, "How are we allowed to take the cholin out of the thing? It's on a heating. There's something keeping it hot right now." So, and I thought he said, "What?" Yeah, to take out cholins is not so posh. Yeah, taking out is a type of mix. It's like stirring. It's easier, it's lighter than stirring, but it's not. I thought he said, because in a place it's not normally cooked, it's okay. So I took that svara now to a bunch of different people this week, because it was coming up, and everyone said, not true, not true, not true. I don't know where you got that from. There's a Ramesh that says you can do it if it's off the fire, on the blech. As long as it's not on the fire, it's off the fire. But not because you don't cook off the fire, just because it's not on the fire. If it's on the fire, it's a problem. And there's even a Kadera Agabe Kadera, which we'll learn about next week, when Nissen Karel says you can't stir it on there either. So on the plateau, one should not stir. Now, bid the Ebed, if one... There's a chazanish that he says holding the chumrah. So b'di'evit, if you can't take it off, then you can gently take out the cholin from on the pot. But the chatzila, you should take it off, and that's what we're learning how to take it off. So you may be able to put it back on.
What if it's like a piece of chicken or something?
That's no problem. Yeah. That's not me.
The problem is if it's fully cooked, it's not cooking.
It's not clear what the problem is. Because they say maybe the little piece inside that's not really cooked or something to fully. There's three shittas. That's one of the shittas. There's a Maharasayim. But there's a kolbo, was a rishon, holds it's an issa daraisa. So everyone tries to figure out what's the issa daraisa. It's fully cooked already. Maybe it's I understand like a brox. Like, maybe there's something in there that wasn't fully cooked, and when you do that, that finishes it off. It's hard to understand exactly why. It's also about the poskim asa. Okay. We got to finish this. In Metzius, you probably could, but
it's going to boil. Like if you have,
yeah, for sure. I think so.
I have water on my palazzo.
Yeah.
And it boils. It's bubbling. So.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It matters if you have to let us boil, and if you have to let us boil. We'll see. Next week we're going to discuss the plata. Can I put something? Okay, we're going to get to next week. Right. Okay, I'm in the Rama on Reish Nun Gimel Beis. V'yesh Omrim. This is the Ran. Because in Asa Rakish in the Tolo Minakira Mi Ba'odom. The whole problem, they have to hold it in your hand, and you have to have Daitul Hachse. That's if you took it off the fire on Erev Shabbos. And you didn't return it until dark. Now it's Shabbos, and you want to return it only if it was in your hand. Then you had kavana. But if you took it off Friday night, even if you put it down, and even if you didn't have kavana to put it back on, it's going to be mutter. Okay, this is the Ran. Sources and the Rosh disagree with the Ran. He brings down the Ran. And says the Rama on this Ran, people are making like this Ran. Against Tosis and the Rosh. Says the Rosh of a big Chumra, we'll see in a minute. But concludes the Rama with Tov Lahachmir. Mishra Sifkat and Samech Zayin, Tov Lahachmir. Ki harbe poskim cholkin al Ran. Okay, then it gets into on top or inside. Okay, the bottom line is that this ran they use b'shas l'chak, but it's not a lichat chila dikaran. Which means that the topic also came up in Sif Aleph. Let's say b'di'evid, one did chazara, the food is also, you can't eat it till Matzah Shabbos. And even the gra, who's make of a shogeg, if someone cooked on Shabbos, he's more machmir over here because someone might say, oh, it's only the Rabbanon, oh, I forgot, and he didn't really forget. And therefore, even those that are make of by Bishol, Daraisa on Shabbos, B'dievet, to eat the food, B'shogeg, are machmir on Chazar. But in order for the food to become us, it has to be us according to everybody. So if you did it according to the Ran, so maybe the Chafi shouldn't have done that way, the food's not going to be Aser. If you were Samech on a Rambam, even though maybe you shouldn't have, or you're Samech on the Mechaber, and you're an Ashkenazi, and you shouldn't have, but the Eved, that's not going to Aser the food. We'll talk more about that next week. Fine. So now we brought a Ran. There are those that are Mekel. The Ramah's Lashon is Tov L'Hachmir, which doesn't sound so severe, but the Poskim are, say, a stronger Lashon than Tov L'Hachmir, like one should be Machmir, unless it's a Shasul Chak situation, unless necessary. Miu, in its Tanein, if the food cooled down in the meantime, the Kulei Alma Aser, then it's Aser according to everybody. So this is the Mishra Sifkat and Samaches, which we saw that. To put it back on the plata. Once it cools down, it's considered a new act of putting it in the scene of the chatchila. It's going to be aser. That mishabura basically contradicts the mishabura in Sifkat and Nundalit. I don't have a yeshiva for it, and I don't want to hear a yeshiva for it now because we got to finish the Ramah. Right. Okay, we're going to learn. We started touching on Hatmana. Hatmana is insulating. When you cover the pie, you take it off the fire, or you leave it on the fire, and you cover it in a towel. So even though I'm allowed to take a pot off the blech and put it back on with the conditions of Chazara, I can't take a pot off the fire on Shabbos and then wrap it in a towel. Even though you say, wrap it in a towel, what's the big deal? That's not as bad as putting it back on the blech. I can put it back on the blech. Yes, that's true. That's a good point. But they're two different things. So I can do chazara from it was on the blech, I can put it back on the blech. I can't do now hatmana, which is an entirely, why hatmana is also, we're going to get to in a couple of weeks. But hatmana is a totally different thing, and there's no chazara from this type of heat to that type of heat. From shihia, chazara, to hatmana, two different things, and you can't do it. Right. Yesh omer. Okay, so this is a big chumer from Tosis and the Rosh. If it's right before Shkia, or it's right before the public acceptance of Shabbos through the shul saying Baruch Hu together, let's say they daven early, whatever. Nowadays, our Baruch Hu's are after Shkia. Baruch was after Shkia Friday night. But in those days, it was before. Well, you make early Shabbos, whatever. You're in a little bungalow colony, you're in a yeshiva, in the middle of a midbar, and there's only one minyan, and that minyan makes early Shabbos, so you're chayiv to make Shabbos. You are nigger after the tzibur. We'll get there, Reish HaMachimah, we're not discussing it right now. The point is, right before Shabbos, it's right before Shabbos. If it's so close to Shabbos and it's not in a kedera, that if this chillin pot would be cold, you wouldn't be able to reheat it by time Shkia comes. So even though it's not Shabbos yet, it's Arab Shabbos. Dino kumo b'Shabbos atzma. It's almost like Shabbos atzma. And just like you wouldn't be able to put it back, if the basically the Mishmura says this is only relevant to one halacha, to one aspect, and that is the aspect of Grufa Uktuma. Where does he say that? Okay, in Sifkot and Ayin Beis. Even though it could be plenty of time before Shkia, Dino Kamo B'Shabbos. Rak Le'in Dim Inan Grufo Ktuma Kamo B'Shabbos. But not for Daitu L'Hachzer and Lo Yanechen Al Gabi Karka. So I can't put a fully cooked pot of food on an open fire even before Shabbos, even according to that other Ramah perhaps, that Shehiyah is no problem, even if it's Mitzdamik V'Ralo, and there's no Shehiyah problem, I can't put it up right before Shabbos because we're afraid you'll do the same thing on Shabbos and you'll put it on an open flame, and you can never ever put something on an open flame on Shabbos. So Rashi and Tosfos on the Rosh say that we have a gzeira, just like you can't do Chazara on Shabbos, you can't even do it before Shabbos. It's a very big chumrah. So it continues, Rav Yesh make kilim bazeh. The minag lo hakel. People don't, are not so makbid on this. Now, I don't know how relevant this is because nobody leaves anything on open fire anymore. So it's not really relevant. Now, there are those, the Lashon HaRamah is Dino Kamo B'Shabbos Atzmo. Shabbos, we have five conditions, not one condition. So the Mishnah limits it. It's only Lagabi Grufa Ktuma. And Mamela for us is not so shy. You'd have a blech or a plata. The fire is always covered. So you can always put something on the fire before Shabbos. If you, in Piskei Teshuvah, see wanted to bring down other poskim that have, that require other conditions, I'm not going there. The Mishnah is making them. Right. Yesh mekilim b'zeh. Anyway, the meaning is lahakel. Anyway, ach tov lahachmir, but makom shein tzach kol kach. But it's better to be machmir if it's not necessary. So the Ran is like two extremes. The Ran says you can even put it back on the blech if you took it off once Shabbos started, missing the daito lahachzer, and even if you put it on the floor. And here you have the other extreme. You have Tosfos and the Rosh say even before Shabbos you have some dinim of chazara, and you can't put it back on the fire even before Shabbos if it's enough time that it wouldn't be able to heat up if it were cold, even though right now it's hot. Okay, the Mishnah points out that the mekilim over here is Rashi, is the Ran. Fine. Okay, vidavka al gabe kira mamash. Now we're talking about on the kira itself. About lismoch, but to put it close to the fire, I feel samach le'esh, but makom shiad says, but shari, I feel samach le'chashecha. This is if it's on the kira, but not next to the kira. So last time this came up, I said, well, nowadays there's really no samach. You can't, either it's on the fire on the black on the plaza, it's off. What's samach? So they do discuss samach on a plaza is not relevant because the heating, the whole thing is heated. It's all, the whole thing is heating on it. But if you have a black, what's a black? You have one fire, let's say, one flame on in the far right corner, and it basically heats up the whole blech, but not equally. So there's like three, they talk about three different sections of the blech. There's on the fire mamish, there's yad soledes bo, but not on the fire, and then there's a part of the blech that's not even yad soledes bo. So here the poskim do not say you could just put on the blech. We'll talk more about blech next week. I don't think this is. All right, we'll talk about the blech next week. We'll get into the three sections again. Uvetanur, okay, getting into the three types of ovens that we discussed. Ein chilek min hachzor leismor chatzor dafke makom shiatzor esbo, but ein yatzor esbo sham shari afil b'shabes k'mor shiatzor. So if the tanur is not, if something's not yatzor esbo, it's basically nothing. It's not yatzor esbo, it's nothing. It's a general rule, unless it's a mamish of fire. But anything that's not yatzor esbo doesn't count. Has to have the heat of Yad Soled Esbo to do any type of halachic cooking or something similar to cooking. Okay. Okay. Next week, we have to do Gimel. This is a very important piyur halacha here. How to heat up food on Shabbos Lamaisa, which is very important. All right, so we'll finish this up next week.